T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right now, though, the big story on the local sports scenes, Karl-Anthony Towns and the Minnesota Timberwolves. Cat has COVID-19, the game postponed last night, and the radio voice of the Timberwolves, Alan Horton, joins us on the line. And, Alan, wow, I was just floored when I heard that news about Karl-Anthony Towns, and certainly our thoughts go out to Carl in this fight with COVID-19 that's had such an impact on his family.
Seems just unfair, doesn't it, Steve? It's just, you know, with everything Carl's been through and his family, now for him to test positive and, you know, and his family's been through so much in dealing with that. And now there's a whole kind of new process that they have to go through. And it's just, it seems terribly unfair that someone who's been impacted so much could now have to go through something again. And so everything, all the thoughts and prayers are with Carl and trying to get through this, and for whoever else has tested positive with the Timberwolves. You know, on Thursday it was Ricky Rubio and Juancho Hernan Gomez that were in the health and safety protocols, and the assumption is one of them tested positive. And considering that Ricky apparently had COVID back in the spring, then that would, you know, you would think, although people have tested positive a couple of times, it's just whoever else has it, and then the contact tracing that is now still ongoing. Whoever comes down with it, you certainly hope for the best.
And the NBA is fighting COVID-19 as of late. There have been a number of games postponed. The Timberwolves and Grizzlies is the latest. But, Alan, take us through kind of the timeline and how things went down on Friday. Help us understand when you learned the news about Karl-Anthony Towns and the postponement of the game.
Yeah, I was in the arena. I was there for oftentimes the Timberwolves will have either a morning shoot-around at their practice facility at 10 or 11, and kind of they generally, it's not really a practice. It's more of a, hey, get guys loose. Let's run through some sets. Here's what we can expect from tonight's opponent. Here's what we want to try to do. Here are the matchups. And sometimes they do a walkthrough before the game in the arena. So they'll generally do that from like 4 to 5 o'clock, and the gym generally has to be open to the opposing team at 5 o'clock, 2 hours before game time. And so, you know, normally that the walkthrough happens at 4 o'clock, like I mentioned, but yesterday, it feels like a longer time ago, but I think this whole pandemic is everybody said that at some point or another. And it was scheduled for 4:30. And I thought, well, that's going to be a short turnaround then, 4:30 to 5. And so I got there and was then informed that it was 4:45. And then I already saw Memphis Grizzly players out on the floor warming up. And that's very strange, because what are they going to do? Warm up, then go sit back in the locker room for a half hour? That seems strange. But they were cleared off the floor, and the Timberwolves were set to come on the floor. And so I was sitting there watching, and about 6-7 players were out there. All the assistant coaches, a lot of the staff were out there kind of milling around and getting set to go through some video stuff. And all of a sudden, someone came out and said, hey, everybody back to the locker room. And that's when they were informed, right about 5 o'clock, right about the time that the announcement went public on social media. Sham Sharania, you know, tweeted out that the game had been postponed. And you kind of got the feeling, Steve, I there were a couple of different times when those times got changed where you kind of got this feeling, you're like, oh boy, something's not right here. And it's a similar feeling. The NBA games, for people who don't know, when you get to an NBA game, it's so regimented. It doesn't matter where it is, in Minnesota, Houston, in Dallas, wherever. Before a game, everything is so regimented off the clock. Coaches speak at a certain time. Players meet the availability at a certain time. Players take the floor for warm-ups at a certain time, from a certain time on the clock to another certain time on the clock. everything is very regimented. Anytime that gets thrown out of whack, you know something's up. And I got a very similar feeling to when I got in Houston when the season shut down. And even though we weren't at the arena, we were at a hotel in Houston. I got a similar type feeling when I heard that the Thunder and the Jazz and Rudy Gobert tested positive and they had left the floor. You're just like, nope, this is something big is happening and something not right's happening. And it was the same kind of feeling yesterday. And then Gerson Rosas spoke a little bit and everybody kind of filtered whoever was there kind of filtered out into the evening. And, you know, you hope that it obviously leads to a lot more questions than we have answers to right now. Namely, you know, when can the Wolves get back in the practice floor? When can they play a game again? Those things are unknown.
Yeah, and we haven't seen, you're absolutely right, at this point in time, will the Wolves ultimately be able to travel tomorrow for Atlanta in their game on Martin Luther King Day, which would be a matinee on Monday afternoon? We don't know that.
Yeah, no, that's and the thing that's tricky about Monday is it is Martin Luther King Day. It's a huge day in the NBA where they celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King. And, you know, the two big spots where they host games, one is in Atlanta, where Dr. Martin Luther King was born, and in Memphis, where his life was ended. So Memphis and Atlanta always get home games, and they're celebrated by the league and celebrated by those teams and the communities. And so, you know, the Wolves are scheduled to play in Atlanta in a day game, and another team that's currently fighting an outbreak is the Phoenix Suns. They're scheduled to play in Memphis. So, you know, Phoenix, Minnesota, and Washington are the three teams right now that are dealing with outbreaks. Washington has missed four straight games, have been postponed. Phoenix has had three straight games postponed, and Minnesota obviously with the one. So that's kind of where this COVID update is. But this, you know, you mentioned all the games postponed, 12 games in the span of 9 days, and it seems to be ramping up a little bit rather than heading the other way. But I think a lot of this was kind of foreseen by the league. I think they knew this was going to be a rough patch getting through this winter, and especially in the weeks after Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. And this is right in that window of 2 to 3 weeks after New Year's, 3 weeks after Christmas, and to a lesser extent, Thanksgiving before that. But this, they knew this was going to be a tough time, and what they're trying to do is cut down on the spread of it. A lot of the postponements are mostly because of contact tracing, not because of positive tests. Now, obviously, that's not the case in Karl Anthony Towns' situation and one other player testing positive, but you try to keep those positive tests to a minimum. But the contract tracing, eventually, when you have Karl Anthony Towns, your main person, it's only natural to assume that he's been in contact with almost every other player on his team and every staff member as well. So that's kind of the crucial part here.
Yeah, and once again, travel plans and getting on airplanes and flying around, this is really just all uncharted territory for everyone associated. The leagues, the NBA in particular, the NHL, moved into their bubbles to continue last season and ultimately hand out the Larry O'Brien Trophy in the NBA and the Stanley Cup in the NHL. But both leagues have decided to go forward outside of a bubble, and we're kind of seeing how that's playing out. We're seeing postponements in the NBA. Some way, somehow, the NFL was able to avoid a lot of problems. They had games delayed, but they didn't have any games ultimately canceled.
Yeah, they had a number of things worked in their favor.
Right.
They only play once a week, which
that's right.
Gives you time to, you know, if it hasn't infected someone with symptoms, it gives them a chance to isolate them, and you've got bigger roster numbers. You've got, you know, you've got a pool of probably, you know, what's a 50-man roster, but there's, you know, with the practice squad, you've got upwards of 60, 70 guys you can take from. And we saw Denver play without a quarterback because all three of theirs went down. But, you know, you're able to put on a game. So they had a couple of things working in their favor. You know, like I said, I think the league knew that this was going to happen a little bit.
Yes.
I think the NHL and the NBA, I think everybody was a little bit surprised by the bubble, how, yes, it was successful. It was also cost prohibitive. It cost nearly $200 million to put on that bubble in Orlando. That's a huge price tag to try to then to duplicate for a longer period of time and for more teams and more people. So it, and I don't think anybody realized the emotional and mental toll that being isolated at one place had on people. Now, you could say that with the stiffened protocols that the league implemented a couple of days ago, that really they're almost confined on the road to their hotel, going from the plane to the hotel to the arena, and then back to the plane. That they can't go out on the road. They can't go to restaurants. They can't do anything, even if those were pre-approved ahead of time. So you're almost in a similar situation where you're isolated at home. The players are not supposed to leave their home unless they're going to the practice facility or to the arena for a game. So it's although it's not quite going to Orlando and being isolated there, it's being isolated now at your home. So those two things are kind of similar. But, you know, I think the league is keeping all their options open. If this thing kind of spirals and we get to a tipping point, which I think we're almost close to with so many teams having been affected, but if they can keep it to just three teams currently and have to postpone a handful of games, that's, you know, they can move on through that and get through this.
Well, Alan, we appreciate the update, but quite a day for the Timberwolves. And once again, Carl Anthony Towns dealing with COVID-19 and the Timberwolves and the NBA trying to figure out what the next step is. Well, ultimately, they travel. By protocol, they travel in typically the day before the game, so I would assume that they're scheduled to leave tomorrow.
Yeah, they're scheduled to leave tomorrow afternoon, so there has to be some kind of announcement before they leave in the next 24 hours. And you know, the way the protocol and the contact tracing has worked with other teams is that, you know, it's taken a little bit of time, and they're erring on the side of caution. I'd be really surprised if the Timberwolves take off tomorrow afternoon. They've also got exactly zero prep for that game because you can't be in the facility. Facilities are shut down when you have an outbreak. So they're isolating everybody, and I have a hard time imagining they're going to jump on a plane tomorrow. And if they have enough negative tests and have eight available players, that's the key. Then I would assume the league would make them go and travel, but I'm not sure they're going to get to that number. It's so soon after having a couple of key members of your team test positive. So I think we'll learn more here in the next 24 hours.
All right, Alan, thanks for the update.
You got it, Steve. Take care.
All right, there he is, Alan Horton, the radio voice of the Timberwolves. And when play resumes, you can hear the Timberwolves all season long right here and on radio.com or on your smart speaker. Just tell your smart speaker to play News Talk 830-WCCO. It's magic.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.